I am talking with Dr. Alan Drazen from the University of Maryland's Center for International Economics. There have been several strikes in Belgium and in Spain and in other countries in Europe to protest austerity measures there that are intended to try to correct the economic problems those countries are having. Do you think that these kind of measures will help the European economy, or will the workers' walkouts do more to harm them?
I think you want to put it in a wider context than the workers' walkouts. I think the basic trade-off is, and it's the same trade-off that's faced, for example, here in the United States, given the financial crisis of 2008, which caused a rather large increase in unemployment, the government felt that, and I think correctly, they felt that stimulus program to try to stimulate the economy by higher spending was necessary. Obvious side effect of that is if we try to increase spending but not increase taxes to stimulate the economy, the deficit increases. So I think the basic trade-off is not so much between the deficit and increasing debt. I think the basic trade-off is much more between the problems of high unemployment brought about by the crisis and the increase in deficit and government debt following measures to try to fight unemployment.
And do the Europeans face similar problems, countries like Belgium or France? Do you think that's what we're seeing in this circumstance?
I think we're seeing some of that. I think the other issue, that gets back to your initial question about strikes, some of these issues, you might say, are more structural. Structural in the specific sense that the high public sector employment in some of these countries means that there's less flexibility to adjust. And therefore, what many of these countries are trying to do is to reduce the level of public sector employment in order to make them, in a sense, more resilient to not only in the current case, but in future crises as well.
That is Dr. Alan Drazen. He is a member of the Center for International Economics at the University of Maryland. He spoke to us from their offices in College Park.